This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We can talk about a lot of leagues and the divisiveness, and just trying to figure out whether or not they're going to continue or even have a season. The NBA has pretty much laid out a proposal. They're planning to vote on the proposal this upcoming Thursday on how to go about restarting their season in July, hopefully going ahead and crowning an NBA champion. So right now on the line, we just took your calls. We wanted to bring in someone who is highly qualified for this discussion. He's the former general manager of the Phoenix Suns. He now also hosts on SiriusXM NBA Radio. It's Mr. Ryan McDonough. Ryan, how are you this evening?
Hey, JR, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. Thanks for joining. You know, obviously, you ran a team, you organized a team, you had to deal with the players, the personalities, the management, the league, etc. What are your initial thoughts on this proposal that they plan to vote on next week?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of layers here, JR, and I understand the willingness and desire of the owners and players association and the folks at the league office to want to lay out a return to play format that is with safety in mind, first and foremost, and that's why I think some of the reporting today was that the start date, if the games do restart, they'll probably be around July 31st. I think that was later than some initially anticipated, but out of an abundance of caution, JR, what the league and the teams and the Players Association wants is for players to be able to not only get back into shape, but make sure that whatever situation they enter, whether it's the team's practice facilities in their markets, or especially when they go to Orlando and enter the bubble or the campus environment or whatever you want to call it down in Orlando, which looks like it will be the single site format for the NBA to resume play, that it is safe for everybody and that the players have not only had enough time to get back into shape and shake off some of the rust that's developed over a multi-month layoff, but also that all the coronavirus testing and COVID-19 precautions are in place so they can test and retest and try to mitigate any potential risk to not only the players, but the coaches, officials, executives, and anybody else who heads to Orlando.
Well, Ryan, having run the Phoenix Suns and being a part of the game for as long as you have, you know, what are your thoughts? You have a lot of folks who think, hey, let's just jump right into the playoffs. Hey, let's just get it over with because of the health precautions. Let's not drag this out. Can you explain to everyone just the importance of allowing the players some time to kind of get warmed up and not throwing them necessarily into the fire?
Yet, like with everything here, JR, there's so many different factors to it. The first is the money. Let's be honest. The league, runs on money. It runs on ticket sales. It runs on TV and radio money, and it runs on sponsorship deals and the like. So I bring that up because there is an important threshold that's right around the 70 to 75 game mark that it is important for the NBA to try to hit if they can. And a lot of that involves some of the regional TV deals and getting paid out. So I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on that, but the finances are, you know, part of it. But obviously the safety of the players is paramount. And then the competitive aspect of it, JR, and I think that's what will be hotly debated over the next week or so. It looks like there's going to be another Board of Governors vote next Thursday, and then at that time, next Thursday, they're anticipating voting to restart the season in late July in Orlando. And it seems like now the two leading proposals, JR, one involves 20 teams heading to Orlando. Remember, the NBA is a 30-team league, so 20 of the 30, the eight teams in the Eastern Conference that are currently in the playoffs in the top eight, and 12 teams from the Western Conference, the top eight in the West, plus the next four, Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, and San Antonio. That's the 20-team proposal. There's another expanded proposal that seems to be gaining some traction. That's a 22-team proposal. The 20 teams I just mentioned, and then also the Washington Wizards, who are in ninth in the East, and the Phoenix Suns, who are in 13th in the West, but have a much better record than a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference toward the bottom half of the conference. So as you can see, JR, and as your listeners can imagine, really a lot of this, what you want as an owner, as an executive, or as a player, depends on which team you play for, and that's why there will be no perfect solution, and Adam Silver and his group have a tough decision to make as far as who goes to Orlando and whose season's done.
Ron McDonough's on the line. Host on SiriusXM NBA Radio, former general manager of the Phoenix Suns. Ryan, what proposal would you go ahead and pretty much endorse?
I think the 20-team proposal makes the most sense to me, JR. If you look at the standings in the Eastern Conference, there were eight teams in the 15-team conference that were clearly better than the rest. The Washington Wizards, as I mentioned, sit ninth, but they are 5.5 games behind the Orlando Magic, and they have a 24-40 record. Keep in mind that one of their best players, John Wall, has not played all year, and everything I'm hearing out of Washington is that John Wall would not play if the season were resumed and the Wizards were included in the resumption of the season. And then in the Western Conference, I think those four teams I mentioned: Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, San Antonio. If they had between 15 and 19 games left in the regular season, all four of those teams were within four games of the eighth spot, which is currently held by Memphis. So I think looking at the schedule Memphis had remaining when the league was suspended on March 11th, some of the teams, especially New Orleans, had a much easier schedule. And keep in mind that the Pelicans returned Zion Williamson to play in January and played a lot better since Zion got back in the lineup. So that one makes the most sense to me, JR. It's two-thirds of the league. 20 out of the 30 teams go. The top eight in the East, the top 12 in the West, and if they play a certain number of regular season games, my guess is they play enough games so every team finishes at 72 games, and then they can see who the best eight teams are in each playoffs and play a playoff format with seven game series played out over four rounds.
Yeah, in my personal opinion, I would like to have wiped out that first round at seven. I get it. I mean, it's potentially or pretty much been a money grab having that seven-game format throughout the entire playoffs. I wouldn't mind a 3 out of 5. And I get it. We got to give a lot of the teams who were right at the line of making the playoffs an opportunity to get in. But I like the idea. Let some of the teams that have no shot, that have pretty much gone ahead and checked out, leave them at home. What would you say as a general manager, what would you say in regards to preparedness? This is obviously a situation that no one's faced before.
Right. So I'll answer that two ways, JR. The first is publicly what every GM and every head coach and player would say on those teams is that they want to play, that they want to compete, and they feel like they deserve an opportunity to compete. Behind closed doors, the reality is that some of those teams are so far out of the playoff mix that they were not going to make the playoffs, even if the 15 to 19 games that teams had remaining in the regular season were played. In fact, the Golden State Warriors at 15-50, with all the injuries they've had in the Bay, they've already been eliminated from playoff contention. They're the only team in the league that was eliminated when play stopped on March 11th. So, I'd be surprised if a team like the Washington Wizards, for example, if they do get put in the bubble in Orlando, and they're trying to make up a 5.5 game deficit. They're trailing Orlando by 5.5. They're trailing Brooklyn by 6 games. If there's only, say 7 or 8 games, JR, and they're 5.5 or 6 games out of the playoffs, did they bring back Bradley Beal, their star veteran player? They put him through training camp and preseason games and put a lot of wear and tear on Brad's body with the injury risk and also the COVID-19 exposure risk just to get knocked out, after a game or two. So I think those are the things that the NBA is considering and will continue to consider. And then if teams get brought into the bubble, they have to, think about, the Washington Wizards in particular, have to think about, would putting Bradley Beal in that position, trying to ramp him up to play and having him play to make a long shot run of the playoffs, would that be worth it for the franchise's short and long term?
Yeah, and then talking about Bradley Beal, this was a player who was active. I mean, a lot of these other folks, you mentioned John Wall, leave him. Let him come back for next season. Same with someone like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I mean, I don't see a reason long term to just kind of slap these dudes out there. You know, especially with not having gone into a groove. The NBA is full of ebbs and flows. No need to rush things at this point in time. We're chatting up with Ryan McDonough, former Suns GM. He's a host right now on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Ryan, what teams would you favor heading into any of these proposed formats? Would it still be the Lakers? Would it be the Clippers, the Bucks? What do you think? Would someone sneak up because of continuity reasons?
Good question, JR, and as you can imagine, that's a point of contention, too, among teams in the league office. A lot of the Western Conference teams want the playoffs to be seeded 1 through 16 regardless of conference. They say, look, if we're going to take travel out of the equation, we're all going to be in the same site in Orlando, why don't we just seed 1 through 16 based on regular season record? And if two Eastern Conference teams play each other or two Western Conference teams or there's a cross-conference matchup, it doesn't matter. There's no travel. We're all in the same place. As you can imagine, the Western Conference teams want that given the talent and depth of the conference. The Eastern Conference teams, especially a team like Milwaukee, says no. We want to play, you know, keep it the way it is, JR. We want to play an Eastern Conference schedule until we get to the finals, and then potentially play, you know, just one Western Conference team in the finals. So you know, I think the teams that were the best teams all year, you know, would have an advantage. The NBA is going to give teams enough time. They're going to have about a month and a half or more before games start, and then, like I said, that they're leaning toward not jumping right into the playoffs, having at least some number of regular season games before the playoffs start. So I think the teams who were the best teams all year, you know, like Milwaukee, like the two teams in L.A., I'd still have those three teams as the favorite. But the thing we don't know, JR, and will be impossible to know until the games start in Orlando, who's in shape, who used the time off to stay in shape or get in better shape or heal nagging injuries, and who got out of shape because they thought there wasn't going to be a season. There will be some of that, unfortunately, but before we see the guys play in an NBA game, it's impossible to know which teams have stayed prepared and which teams may have let go of the rope over the extended break.
There's no doubt about that. Ryan, this has been an extreme circumstance that no one could have thought of. There have been elements, obviously, over the past several years of the NBA trying to make tweaks and adjustments to the lottery process, to the playoff process. Do you think there are any elements that the NBA is going to use this season as a petri dish to look into future years?
I do. There are a few things that are important there, JR. The first is that the 1 through 16 playoff seeding absolutely has been discussed, and as I mentioned, would be favored by an overwhelming number of Western Conference teams, just given how difficult it is to make the playoffs in the West relative to the East. And keep in mind, I worked in the Celtics front office for 10 years and in the Suns front office for 5, so I have experience in both conferences. Historically, obviously, it's a lot easier to make the playoffs in the East than the West. The second thing that's on the NBA's radar that I imagine will be announced relatively soon, JR, is next season I don't think we'll start until Christmas or maybe even after Christmas, right? Because they're tied together. You can't come back and resume this season and play throughout the months of August, September, maybe even into October, and then say, all right, you know, we're going to play a normal schedule next year like we always have been on the calendar, because guess what? Training camp usually starts around late September, early October, and then you're right into the preseason, and the regular season starts in mid to late October. So that's all going to get tweaked. That's all going to get pushed. You mentioned the lottery. One thing that I don't have an answer to, the league will have to figure out, is if a team like Washington or Phoenix, who are pretty clear lottery teams at the moment with minuscule playoff odds when the season ended, if they're to go on a hot run, JR, and defy the odds and get into the playoffs under whatever the new format is in Orlando, then what happens? Do they get taken out of the lottery? Does a team like, say, Memphis or the Orlando Magic, who are currently sitting in playoff position, if they fall out, I guess they go in the lottery and the other team goes out? So all of that has to be worked through. And, you know, as we've been sitting here talking for 10 or 15 minutes, you can see how many issues the league has to deal with, how many different perspectives there are around the league based on 30 different teams in different positions. And I don't really envy Adam Silver and his crew because they have a lot of strong personalities telling them what they think they should do.
And seemingly, it looks like he's done a good job, at least publicly, of it. We've been chatting with Ryan McDonough. Ryan, where can people keep up and listen to you?
Well, JR, you mentioned Sirius. I was with Sirius recently. I've gone over to intercomradio.com, and we'll be back on air with Scalin Pals, the show I do with Brian Scalabrine, Kendrick Perkins, a bunch of other NBA insiders. We'll be back sometime in mid-June. We were kind of waiting to see when the NBA season is going to resume. So I'll be on air. You can listen on the radio.com app. or on the website, so on Entercom. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. And, JR, it's going to be an exciting time because I think we'll be doing shows 5 to 7 days a week and mini podcasts and all that. Because, as you know, if sports restart, your listeners, especially are up late, they have such a pent-up demand. They want the games. They want the action.
We'll
be there on radio.com to break it all down for them.
And we'll be back. More JR Sport Brief right after this break. Don't move. Thank you, Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.